Hey there. I have to share some exciting news from the world of traditional finance meeting crypto. Morgan Stanley's spot Bitcoin ETF just made a massive move, executing a strategic $15.05 million purchase. They grabbed about 232.5 Bitcoin while prices were trading below $65,000. It's a huge signal.
It's definitely a significant moment. That acquisition actually pushed the fund's total holdings past the 6,500 BTC milestone for the very first time. It marks a real expansion of their position, and it's worth paying attention to.
And we can see it all happening on-chain, thanks to blockchain analytics firm Arcam Intelligence. This move really underscores a broader, fascinating shift in how traditional financial institutions are finally embracing digital assets. It feels like a turning point.
Exactly. The core thesis here is that institutional players are increasingly treating Bitcoin as a legitimate long-term portfolio component. Instead of retreating when the market gets shaky, they're deliberately accumulating during downturns. It's a disciplined approach.
I love that distinction too. Unlike those derivative-based products, spot ETFs hold actual Bitcoin. So, Morgan Stanley's purchase directly increased the fund's on-chain reserves. It's real Bitcoin backing these shares.
Right, and buying during a dip functions as large-scale dollar cost averaging. It lowers the fund's average acquisition cost while simultaneously absorbing selling pressure from the market. It's a strategic financial move.
That's music to our ears. This kind of institutional activity helps establish stronger price support and smooths out that extreme volatility we often see. It makes the asset much more attractive to conservative investors who might have been hesitant before.
The rise of spot Bitcoin ETFs has fundamentally transformed market access. We're seeing a structural change in how capital enters this space.
Absolutely. Investors no longer need to navigate complex exchanges or worry about managing private keys. They can just trade shares through standard brokerage accounts managed by regulated firms. It's so much more user-friendly.
As major banks and asset managers deploy capital through these vehicles, the crypto market is maturing in a way we haven't seen before. It's becoming more institutional.
You can feel the shift. Liquidity is improving, price discovery is becoming more efficient, and overall credibility is rising across the board. It's a new era for digital assets.
Morgan Stanley's willingness to deploy millions during a temporary pullback signals strong confidence in Bitcoin's long-term value proposition. They're betting on the future.
That's a great point. For retail and broader market participants, monitoring these institutional ETF flows offers a valuable lens into where smart money is heading. It's like having a roadmap.
Keep in mind, though, that crypto remains inherently volatile due to macroeconomic shifts and regulatory developments. However, the underlying infrastructure now allows traditional capital to participate safely and systematically.
The critical takeaway is that institutional adoption is narrowing the gap between traditional finance and digital assets. We're seeing the two worlds finally converge.
Precisely. As more legacy players adopt disciplined, long-term accumulation strategies, the market is poised to become more stable, accessible, and deeply integrated into mainstream investment portfolios. It's a significant evolution.